This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Mike Brown. The UN Security Council, according to media reports, is set to meet today and discuss the assassination of Haiti President Jovenel Moïse. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said four people suspected of carrying out Wednesday's assassination were killed in a shootout with police. Chief Leon Charles told reporters in Port-au-Prince that two of the suspects, whom he described as mercenaries, were arrested during the shootout. Three police officers who were held hostage by the suspected assassins were freed. A manhunt was launched shortly after Moïse was gunned down at his home in a wealthy suburb of Port-au-Prince. Before dawn on Wednesday, Baki Edmond, Haiti's ambassador to the United States, told reporters that Haiti's border with the Dominican Republic and its airports are closed. Asked by VOA whether officials knew the nationality of the gunman, Edmond said he was unsure, but based on video footage obtained by the National Police and deemed credible, the assassins posed as agents of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. The ambassador said First Lady Martine Moïse, who was also shot during the attack, is in stable but critical condition after being transferred to a hospital in Miami, Florida. One of the president's children, who was home during the attack, has been taken to a secure location, according to authorities. Meantime, Prime Minister Claude Joseph has assumed leadership of Haiti with the help of police and the military and decreed a two-week state of siege following Moïse's killing, which stunned the nation already grappling with some of the Western Hemisphere's highest poverty, violence, and political instability. President Joe Biden condemned the assassination, expressing condolences in a statement issued by the White House. Biden called the attack worrisome. For more news, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News.